Measuring and analyzing performance. The validity of performance data and the value of data analysis are improved by standardizing the timing of the collection of data, the conditions under which the data are collected, and the tools used to gather the data. Timing. If possible, performance should be measured at the same time points. For example, measures such as picking rates or order/shelving accuracy should not vary by the time of day or the day of the week. Conditions. When possible, activities should be measured under similar conditions. For example, a receiving team's efficiency should be measured for shipments comparable in difficulty of handling. The cleanliness of warehouse space should not be measured after an inventory count in one period, then the next period, during a particularly high volume receiving/shipping time. Tools. To improve the validity and reliability of measurement data, companies use tools to guide observation. These guides ensure that the raters are asking the same questions, interpreting what they see or hear in the same way, and giving the data the same weight. In this way, the tools produce similar data that can be aggregated and analyzed. There are a number of general types of tools used in measuring performance. These include audit checklists, balanced scorecards, and dashboards. Audit checklists. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines an audit simply as an objective comparison of actions to policies and plans. Checklists allow a rater to examine very specific metrics and indicate their presence or absence or the degree of performance, for example, superior, good, average, weak, needs immediate improvement. They include areas for comments and recommendations. Items may be assigned a numerical value so that results can be analyzed, for example, superior may be given 5 points, good 4 points, and so on. An item or group of items may also have a weighting factor that reflects the relative importance of the metrics. Usually the weighting is aligned with strategic objectives, such as resource efficiency, customer service, or contingency planning. The numerical value of the score is multiplied by the factor to provide a weighted score. The checklist guides assessment, but also documents the results. For example, a previous checklist may be reviewed before the next assessment to identify changes that were recommended and to see if those changes have in fact been made. On a smaller scale, logistics audits can be done at the organization's distribution centers or depots to identify areas for cost savings or reductions in labor. The findings from the audit can then be translated into facility-specific best practices and possibly later integrated into organization-wide best practices, if appropriate. Balanced scorecards. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines the balanced scorecard as a list of financial and operational measurements used to evaluate organizational or supply chain performance. The dimensions of the balanced scorecard might include customer perspective, business process perspective, financial perspective, and innovation and learning perspectives. It formally connects overall objectives, strategies, and measurements. Each dimension has goals and measurements. A balanced scorecard is essentially a checklist that is organized according to multiple perspectives, as described in the definition. Business leaders, sales managers, and others need to confirm that customer service objectives are being met. Operational managers need to know about throughput, efficiency, and utilization to plan capacity and processes. Financial managers need data to perform financial analysis to ensure plans are sufficiently profitable and meet cash flow goals. They also need data to report to regulatory agencies, investors, and lenders. Business leaders, change champions, and internal training managers need to know how logistics is innovating and training staff to support the company's future business plans and the relative success of such initiatives. For example, is the vehicle routing information being improved to allow higher volume or better order tracking? Organizations can also produce their own custom scorecards, dashboards. Some firms prefer to use dashboards for, at a glance, real-time performance information. According to the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary, a dashboard is an easy-to-read management tool similar to an automobile's dashboard designed to address a wide range of business objectives by combining business intelligence and data integration infrastructure. Dashboards help logistics professionals quickly assess where problems may arise that involve their internal operations, contractors, and/or carriers. Dashboards can also show progress against benchmark standards or goals.